kwa mimi nilikuwa siishi.
It was shortly after I moved into the area that was done to me. There was a specific place that girls were taken to be mutilated, but they knew very well that if girls found out that they were going for FGM, that they would refuse. So what they did was they would pay the cutter a lot of money for the cutting to be done at home. When the cutter came to my house, I was tied up. I was taken to the back of the house along with three of my sisters, and they cut us. All of us were cut. It was very painful for about a month.
Immediately after that happened, did you hate the members of your family that had put you through that? Did you talk to your mum or dad or whoever was responsible?
This happened after my dad had passed away. My dad was totally against FGM. My mum did not move with me to the area. So when my dad passed away, that was when I was taken for FGM. My relatives forced me to go through this. My dad's relatives. It was my aunts, the sisters of my dad.
And was it explained to you why this needed to be done to you?
Yes, they explained that it was their home and I had to follow the tradition. In order for me to get married, I had to go through FGM.
How soon after FGM were you married? And again, did you know your husband before you had to marry him? Did you want to get married?
I was married 1 year after FGM. There were three of us that went through it, and my sisters had to get married first. That was another culture thing. The eldest get married first before the youngest. I didn't know my husband. I only knew him when I was told, this is your husband, you are now to go with him.
How old were you and how old was your husband, do you know?
I was 12 years old. My husband was 38 years old.
Did you ever think of running away or maybe worse, kind of ending your life?
Yes, I was constantly thinking of running away. Even my husband knew that I would run away. So when he went to work, he would always lock me inside and go away with the key. He would never open the door. When he came back from work, he would force me to sleep with him.
What happened that you freed yourself from that situation?
I was with him for 1 year and 8 months. Once I delivered my first baby, he started to leave the door open. This is how I managed to escape. It was my neighbor who actually assisted me to escape.
So after you escaped, you definitely made the decision that this was something I didn't want other young girls to go through, hence the reason you're now doing work with the Forward charity.
Yes, the main reason I'm doing work with this charity is to raise awareness because other girls from my community, after going through FGM, they drop out from school, they go to get married, and then they are denied their right to education. That's why I'm raising awareness to ensure that other girls are not going to follow the same path.
So your family put you through this, and then you know, because it's part of their culture, you obviously rebelled and left. So has it been difficult to raise your children, maybe not having met their relatives, and kind of how do the family treat you if they speak to you at all? How do they feel towards you now?
Up to now, we actually still have that problem in our family. My dad's side of the family do not want us. They do not allow us to see them. So now I'm with my mum. Now I'm very happy with my kids and that they're going to school now. Compared to my previous life, I'm very happy. I was made to feel worthless, but now I can feel my value.
What are you hoping that summits like the one you've been involved in, what are you hoping that they can do for other women that might be in a similar situation to you? And can a meeting in the middle of London really change anything thousands of miles away in remote parts of Africa and other parts of the world?
I've learnt a lot. I thought FGM was just a problem in my community. By coming to this meeting, I've seen that it is a global problem. People came from different countries facing the same challenge. It's an eye-opener. I've also seen that people are very interested in this problem. People from all different countries are looking to address the problem. So I'm very happy and I will share this news with the girls back in Tanzania. It's a real inspiration to me. I will continue to raise awareness and protect the girls from FGM, child marriage and teenage pregnancy.